Hi folks, hi, Graham Sutherland here, 21st Century Jacobite. Had a bit of a glitch getting on tonight, so running a little bit late. So apologies for that. I'm trying to run the app on my mobile for a change. See how we got on with that. It's more convenient, like, because it means I can do a show from wherever I am. I don't have to be at home to do a show. That's certainly handy. Certainly means not, rushing to be in a certain place. So yeah, it'd be really great if we could continue to use this platform. I will be back later on after the show. I'm going to do a little short. Going to do a half hour show, but I will be back in the round table after the show. So, yeah, stick around. If you're listening to this live, by all means, stick around. You can phone in, of course. There's always a facility to phone in, either in my show or on the round table. It's basically the essence of it. So, but anyway, welcome to the show, 21st Century Jacobite. I've been having a bit of a hard time. I have to say, this last 3 weeks, it's basically the last 21 days. Basically, had rain every single day.
Maybe back away from your microphone a tiny bit. I'm catching wind from your breath, is all.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just saying we've had horrendous weather here in Scotland. It's in the Highlands. We've had rain every single day for 21 days straight. It's unbelievable. All the rivers are like just about busting their banks. It's kind of, I mean, we do get quite a lot of rain, but never as relentless as this. It's it kind of affects you because everything around is like wet. You know, you can't really work outside because everything's wet, everything's soaking. It just kind of puts you off, really. I mean, it's nice, you know, if you get a good heavy rain shower and then it clears, it's a nice feeling. It's a lovely feeling. Or if you get a soft rain shower with a bit of sun, it's a nice feeling. But if you get days and nights, just relentless rain, it kind of wears you down, really. It kind of wears you down. Certainly has that effect on me, anyway. But it also means you've got to stay in a lot more. You know, you're sort of confined to home or you're confined to the workshop. One of the two, you can't really venture out unless you want to get soaked. And I've yet to find any waterproof clothes and it doesn't make you sweat. And yes, I've got Gore-Tex, before you mention that. I've got Gore-Tex boots and a Gore-Tex jacket. To be honest, I don't think they work that well. Good idea in principle, but it doesn't seem to work in the real world. Anyhow, I was listening to the Joe Biden speech tonight down in Florida, I think it was. Coconut Grove or something in Florida. Oh, man. It sounded like there was about 50 people there, and they were all in cars. I mean, you can just tell, you know, by the general kind of hubbub, the general noise, roughly how much people there are in a crowd, and it wasn't a big crowd at all. There was some distant horn sounds, as I said, but, you know, he never really said much of substance. And it was a bit kind of corona-based, I have to say. I was a bit surprised at that, corona this, corona that. And he, of course, he came on wearing his mask and everything. And started criticising Trump for his handling of the corona. But, I mean, they've been doing that. The criticism of Trump is so, palpable. It's so extreme. It's so relentless. It wouldn't matter what he did or how he handled it. He'd be up for criticism. That's how it comes across, you know. He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. That kind of thing. That's exactly how I feel. And that's exactly what's coming across in the media. I've seen an interesting clip on the Lisa Haven site. She went on, she did a little experiment. She went on to CNN and CNBC and another site, I can't remember, but it was three mainstream media sites, and she typed in Hunter Biden, and nothing came up. Absolutely nothing came up about Hunter Biden. And those three, or maybe it was four, I can't remember. It was three or four mainstream news stations anyway. And they had nothing, no reports whatsoever about Hunter Biden. I mean, obviously, you could put in Joe Biden, or you could put in, you know, Donald Trump or whatever. And there was loads of stuff, loads of articles, loads of different footage. But there was nothing, absolutely nothing on Hunter Biden. So they're just not touching it. They're just not touching the Russian donation that Joe Biden got from somebody's wife, some Russian's wife, as far as I know, organized it. Or the Ukrainian scandal. There's nothing. So basically what we've got mainstream media acting as censors now. And publishers, censors and publishers, they're not reporting the news anymore. It's not news. They're not reporting the news. They are peddling an agenda. They're filtering things through their agenda filters to such an extent. Basically, all we're getting is propaganda. It's not news. And we have to get that into our heads. The only place you're going to get the news these days is from the alternative media, is from the people's media. That's what we've come down to, I'm afraid. That's exactly what we've come down to. It's the sort of thing of Orwellian nightmares, really. You know, this kind of stuff has been, or this kind of vibe has been promoted on the popular media and films and everything for a long time. You know, this dystopian future where the news would just feed you or drip feed you lies and biased reports to such an extent that you've got a completely distorted view of reality. You don't have a handle on reality, and that's the point in history that we're at right now in 2020. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. That's the thing. They're not even trying to hide it. It's become really obvious that they're, selling stuff. And the stuff that they're selling is leftist, liberal claptrap, the LGBT nonsense, the whole, gender fluidity deception. And all of that stuff, you know, as well as obviously loads of anti-Trump stuff and everything. that, yeah, they're very much peddling the COVID-19 fiasco. They're peddling up something terrible. They're pushing it. They're part of the fear and trauma that they hope to put people under with their spells, because that's what it is. It's spells. They're trying to put, like, witchcraft spells on people. So, you know, they're so compliant and they're so dumbed down and they're so fearful and, you know, brainwashed by the hysterical media to the point where they'll be basically begging for a cure. And that cure will be available. That cure will be in the shape of a vaccine. And that's exactly where we're at. That's exactly where we're at. You see a lot of these people, they're like, they're terrified. They're terrified of COVID-19. They're terrified to get it. They're going about with a, I mean, it's like, I never thought I would see it, actually, in my lifetime, you know, but you've got idiots and it's swimming in the sea with masks on, driving down the street in their car. And I remember, cars have all got pollen filters these days. The air that comes into your car is well filtered. It's filtered through a paper screen to take the pollen out of it, you know, in case you got hay fever. Normally, the pollen filter in a car is just underneath the balance panel. If you ever need to look for one, if you're going to service your own car, that's where you'll find it. You'll find it underneath the balance panel at the back of the back of the bonnet, where the bonnet meets the windscreen. It's normally under there. There's normally a plastic cartridge, and inside the plastic cartridge is a paper filter. So that's your pollen filter. All modern cars have got them. You know, European cars, Japanese cars. So I'm sure all American cars have got them as well. And that's what they do. They filter out the pollen and the fine bits of dust and stuff. I mean, obviously, there's not a lot of pollen downtown. But there's certainly a lot of dust. There's certainly a lot of grime. And that's what your pollen filter does. So, yeah, when you put on the heater, or you put on the aircon, or just a blower, that air that's coming into your car is filtered. It's filtered right down to, can't remember, I think it's about a micron or maybe half a micron or something, but it's certainly filtered. There's no need to wear a mask in a car. That's my point. There is absolutely no need. It's just it's infantile and it's embarrassing when you see people doing that. And there's people, I mean, I speak to them on a daily basis. They are so full of fear, they're ready to accept anything. And if they didn't hear it on the TV, you know, you're presenting, by talking common sense to these people, you're talking in a language they don't understand, because they have been absolutely hammered by relentless brainwashing coming through the TV and the radio. And the radio. This hysterical stuff. And you notice, I think it's really interesting that they're always talking about infections. You know, the infection numbers. X amount tested positive here and X amount tested positive there. But the test, the CPR test, just picks up basically fragments of previous illnesses. That's what it's doing. Like if you had a cold 3 or 4 weeks ago, you'll still have a damaged RNA debris in your system. Basically, because that's how the immune system works. It, you know, it attacks bacteria and viruses. It attacks them, so there's a byproduct. You know, it destroys them. There's a byproduct, and it's RNA. So this RNA is like a debris in the blood, and of course, it's passed out into the urine. So these tests are picking up on that. So, and they've made them so sensitive. Virtually anything and everything will test positive. That's something people have to realize. They've made these tests so extremely sensitive. It's rendered them useless, really. Because you're going to get, in a lot of cases, it's so bad that even unused test kits are testing positive. You know, so just let that sink in for a minute. Unused test kits are testing positive because even just exposing them to the air, even just opening a test kit with rubber gloves on and exposing that test kit to the air and then, you know, resealing it in its little test tube, screwing it down and sending it back, that exposure to the air for, you know, just a few seconds, that is coming back with positive results. So the whole thing is a psyop. It's a scam. It's utter nonsense. Dogs and cats and computers and, you know, pet hamsters and avocados and fruit, other kinds of fruit, are tested positive for COVID. Don't take my word for it. Have a look on YouTube. Weird things that have tested positive for COVID. Weird stuff that's tested positive for COVID. And you'll see that it includes puddles on the road, computer keyboards, hamsters, fruit, all sorts of animals, every kind of animal you could think of, goats and sheep and cats and dogs and chickens, all testing positive. You know, all swabbed and all testing positive for corona. So the test kits are utter nonsense. The test kits are so sensitive that the air, just normal fresh air, is turning them positive. So the whole thing is a fiasco. It's a joke. It's an idiot test. And we are the idiots for accepting that. My local pharmacy, I noticed they put an advert on social media saying they're now carrying the test kits. And I was really tempted to leave a sarcastic message, I have to say. Really tempted. Because the test kits are just a joke. They're a bad joke. They really are. If air is testing positive, you know, even outdoor air, not necessarily indoor air, but just ordinary air, non-contaminated, healthy, fresh air, is turning those tests positive. So it really is an absolutely ridiculous test kit. It's designed to just boost up the numbers, to make the numbers of so-called positive cases, you know, a lot higher, probably, you know, tenfold higher than they are, if not more. I mean, it really is an idiot test. It really is. Absolutely amazing. But people are wakening up to this fact. And like I say, there's a whole lot of stuff on YouTube of people testing different things. And even sending back empty tests. That's been done by several different people. You know, you open a test kit, break a seal, put it back in, and just pop it in the post. And it's coming back as positive every time. Every time. So, yeah, it's just an absolute ludicrous thing. It really is. It's an absolute idiot test. And people, they're blind to it. They don't want to accept the truth. They just want to continue the fear narrative, which is absolutely tragic. It's tragic to see people. I never thought I would see that in my lifetime. How compliant and how trusting people are of the, you know, mainstream media narrative. It's disgusting how compliant people are and how short their memories are. They lied about every major event that I can think of, going right back to JFK. You know, 9/11 was just a whole series of lies. You know, a whole book of lies, 9/11. And another whole series of lies put us into Iraq and Afghanistan. It's disgusting. And then it was a Westminster paedophile ring. That was all basically hushed up by the media, and then the politicians lost the files, not once but twice. There was already investigations into the Westminster or the political elites' paedophile rings, and the investigators, I could think of one, Jill Dando, she was right on it. She was killed. There's a few different Americans as well that were on to them. Now, as soon as it overlaps into the royal circles, as soon as there's some royal names mentioned in any of these investigations, and interestingly enough, there always is. There's always a royal connection. Whenever they're investigating paedophilia in high places, you know, the political elites, the political circles, every time without fail, there's royal names pulled up. So we know they're in it up to the neck. And not one or two of them either. It's obviously widespread. There's various whistleblowers come out and said that. So that's the truth of the matter. There is obviously so many of them that they can make files disappear. They can close investigations down. They can assassinate people that are getting too close to truth. It's happened a few times recently, hasn't it? With what was that guy name? That guy's name Walker, Fast and Furious guy. He was on them. He was right on them. As was Chester Bennington. He was on them as well, and they both got taken out. And Isaac Cappy, that was another one. He was mainly mentioning the Hollywood elites that were paedophile, but also the Podesta brothers' name came up, and the Clintons, their name came up in Cappy's investigation, and he predicted they would try and kill him, and they did. So we have to be circumspect, you know, we have to take a step back and realise that this elite, this same elite that are the beasts, they are the same elite that are controlling the mainstream media. Make no mistake about that. You know, there's a network of these people, and they've obviously got a foothold in most countries around the world. If you look at the international reporting on the COVID scam, and I'm saying it's a scam because, I mean, I know there is a bug going around, the corona bug, COVID-19. I know there is a bug going around, clearly. But it's no worse than any other seasonal flu. And we've never had this level of exaggeration and manipulation and hysteria and massaging the numbers and selling us fear, 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 fear. We've never had this before. So we can only conclude that the, not COVID-19, but the response to COVID-19 is the big issue. That's a big lie. That's a deception. They're using this exaggerated narrative to sell us the one world government, the cashless society, the digital-based currency. It's a precursor to the coming dictator, the beast, the false prophet, all of that biblical stuff. It's amazing. You know, it's almost like a biblical playbook. It really is. When you look at the events and you look at the narratives, and also you take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Look at what's going on in the world. And I'm talking in terms of famines, floods, persecutions of whole countries through sanctions and warfare, pestilences and plagues, you know, all of that stuff. And rivers turning to rivers basically turn into poison because of pollution and whatnot, and also weird anomalies in the sky. That's another biblical thing. There'll be weird signs and wonders in the sky and the heavens, and in the moon and in the stars, and there's a lot of that going on. A lot of that going on in the world right now, and it's not like, it's not normal. You can do a quick Google search and see how the frequency of all these so-called natural events, you know, hurricanes or floods or earthquakes or whatever, look at the numbers, and also wars and skirmishes. Nation will rise against nation, tribe against tribe. There's never been so many small conflicts all at one time. It's just all of these things are clearly increasing. The Azerbaijan situation, Azerbaijan and Armenia fighting, that's quite scary, because they've got, it's basically a Muslim and Christian thing. And the Turks are backing up the Armenians, of course, because they are, a very expansionist, aren't they? The Turks, they're involved in Libya and Syria and stuff as well. He's got designs on being a bit of a kind of, well, reviving the Ottoman Empire, I think. That's how he thinks. He's meddling everywhere. So they've came to loggerheads in Libya with France. They both started threatening each other. I don't know if you've been watching the international news, but that's what's happening. So basically what's happened is there's a US stroke UK stroke French puppet regime installed in Libya, and we're busy raping their natural resources. That's what's happening. Now, all the tribal leaders, I mean, there's already a war going on between the tribal leaders and the puppet government forces. There's already a war going on, and I don't know. I think they might have called a ceasefire just recently, but they're not going to give up. These tribal leaders know exactly what's going on. They may be fooling the Western populations, you know, in Europe and America. They may be fooling them that there was some kind of coup or some kind of revolution in Libya. After they murdered Gaddafi. But I mean, that's not the case at all. The Libyan people want their country back. At the moment, it's being run and raped by the US, well, the Anglo-American Empire, if you like. The Jews will be involved as well, of course. But that's what we are doing. That's exactly what we are doing. And that has been the case since 2011. Our puppet regime has been at war, basically, with the tribes. Turkey's involved there, as I say, France, America, and Britain. We're all in there, just the usual suspects. The usual suspects. So we're all in there at the moment. Defending this puppet regime. And of course, we've done the same thing in the Ukraine. But all this is so transparent now. This is the age of information. We know what they're up to. We know what they're doing. People know. The people at large know. Unless you watch mainstream media, of course, and they're still trying to sell us the lie that it was a popular uprising. It was what they tried to say was that people started a move, a people's revolution. And it was the same lie they tried to sell us in Syria. Exactly the same narrative. Tried to say it was a popular people's movement. It was not. Not at all. It was us meddling. It was the Anglo-American excuse me. Well, excuse me. Yeah, it was It was the usual suspects, America, Britain and France, at it again. And I can't remember what the number is, but we are stealing billions of oil and gas from them right now.
Pardon me, Graham.
Yep.
Sorry to have to cut you short there. And some of those technical issues were my fault, folks. Perhaps 30% Graham, 70% my fault. But we'll try to be a little more punctual starting next week with Graham's show on both our ends. But Graham says he's going to stick around for the roundtable. Graham, I wanted to invite you on my show earlier tomorrow as well, if you'd be interested. Go over some of these international geopolitical analyses. You know, people are probably exhausted on the Trump-Biden news. So,
absolutely. And the COVID thing.
Yeah. So geopolitics on RBN tomorrow. Sound good?
Sounds great, yeah.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'll get in touch with you in the morning on Skype and Facebook for that. Or your new email. Graham has a new ProtonMail account. I'm very proud. It's working. It's amazing. Hotmail and Gmail won't let me email you to those accounts.
I know.
I don't know if this is MI6 or... It's very odd.
It's very odd. It is very odd, Richard, because I can get... I do get some mail from the U.S., obviously.
And you know what? I hear that even ProtonMail, which is Switzerland-based, does route through Israel. So that would indicate... But it's still supposed to be safer and encrypted, as long as you don't mind Israel reading your mail. Hey, it's working for you. Don't complain. But my point is that, therefore, it must not be Mossad who are interfering with your Hotmail and Gmail accounts, because they're letting ProtonMail get through. So that's why I put the blame on MI6.
That's a comforting thought.
So that's why I put the blame on MI6.
It's funny. Well, anyway, well, I'll wind up the show and invite people to the round table.
Yeah, I'll let you do that, sir.
Okay, okay. So anyway, yes, folks, that was just a little short show tonight. But you can join us on a round table. You're more than welcome. You can also phone in there, which is nice. It'd be great to hear from you. I'm going to be sticking around anyway. And we got a wee bit confused this week because GMT, clocks go back a week before America. Our clocks went back last weekend. Your clocks are due to go back this weekend. Spring forward and fall back. So we're already in winter time. But you're more than welcome to join us on the roundtable. I look forward to hearing from you. And I will be back next week at midnight my time. That's us back in this synchronization, so that's all good. But anyway, I'll bid you good night for now and look forward to speaking to you on the round table. So good night and God bless. Tune the yes, a
lovers count the